How to Fight Monsters. The next morning, Dad drove me the 22 miles to Reardon. "I'm scared," I said. "I'm scared too," Dad said. He hugged me close. His breath smelled like mouthwash and lime vodka. "You don't have to do this," he said. "You can always go back to the res school." "No," I said, "I have to do this." Can you imagine what would have happened to me if I turned around and gone back to the res school? I would have been pummeled, mutilated, crucified. You can't just betray your tribe and then change your mind 10 minutes later. I was on a one-way bridge. There was no way to turn around, even if I wanted to. "Just remember this," my father said. "Those white people aren't better than you." But he was so wrong. And he knew he was wrong. He was the loser Indian father of a loser Indian son living in a world built for winners. But he loved me so much, he hugged me even closer. "This is a great thing," he said. "You're so brave. You're a warrior." It was the best thing he could have said. "Hey, here's some lunch money," he said, and handed me a dollar. We were poor enough to get free lunch, but I didn't want to be the only Indian and a sad sack who needed charity. "Thanks, Dad," I said. "I love you," he said. "I love you too." I felt stronger, so I stepped out of the car and walked to the front door. It was locked. So I stood alone on the sidewalk and watched my father drive away. I hoped he'd drive right home and not stop in a bar and spend whatever money he had left. I hoped he'd remember to come back and pick me up after school. I stood alone at the front door for a few very long minutes. It was still early, and I had a black eye from Rowdy's goodbye punch. No, I had a purple, blue, yellow, and black eye. It looked like modern art. Then the white kids began arriving for school. They surrounded me. Those kids weren't just white, they were translucent. I could see the blue veins running through their skin like rivers. Most of the kids were my size or smaller, but there were 10 or 12 monster dudes. Giant white guys. They looked like men, not boys. They had to be seniors. Some of them looked like they had to shave 2 or 3 times a day. They stared at me, the Indian boy with the black eye and swollen nose, my going away gifts from Rowdy. Those white kids couldn't believe their eyes. They stared at me like I was Bigfoot or a UFO. What was I doing at Reardon, whose mascot was an Indian, thereby making me the only other Indian in town?